From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Despite Saturday's call for a ceasefire by the UN Security Council, Syrian airstrikes continue to pummel the rebel-held suburbs of Damascus, known as Eastern Ghouta, where more than 500 have been killed in days of clashes. Allahu Akbar. Video uploaded to the social media website purports to show rescuers, so-called white helmets, searching the rubble of destroyed buildings looking for survivors. Meanwhile, a child has reportedly died and several others suffered breathing difficulties after a suspected chemical attack on the besieged rebel enclave. Paul Donahoe is with the group International Rescue Committee.
I know, speaking to colleagues inside Eastern Ghouta, that they are living in constant fear and they're worried that the next bomb might hit their home and kill their family.
German and French leaders Sunday urged Russian President Vladimir Putin to exert maximum pressure on its allies Syria for the immediate implementation of a truce. At the Vatican, Pope Francis said Syria was being martyred by the incessant attacks on civilians, calling it inhuman. Turkey, meanwhile, has welcomed the UN action but said it will not affect its own offensive in the northwest Afrin region against Kurdish fighters. The Nigerian government confirmed Sunday that dozens of schoolgirls were abducted last week in the northeast town of Dapchi by suspected Boko Haram insurgents. Lai Mohammed is the country's information minister.
I think there's no doubt that yes, the girls, the insurgents were actually in Dapchi on Monday evening. And as of today, we cannot account for 110 students.
President Muhammadu Buhari has called the mass abduction a national disaster. Boko Haram made headlines with the kidnapping of more than 200 Chibok schoolgirls in 2014. This is VOA News. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said the United States should lower the threshold for talks with North Korea and Pyongyang should be willing to denuclearize. He made the comments during a meeting with China's vice premier in Seoul. The White House Sunday said any talks with the North must lead to denuclearization. A North Korean delegation told Mr. Moon Sunday that Pyongyang is willing to meet with the U.S. Tufts University Korean Studies Associate Professor Sung-Yun Lee said the two sides want to discuss different matters.
The crux of the matter, the problem is North Korea wants to talk about disarmament, mutual disarmament, and peace treaty, getting the U.S. out of South Korea. The U.S. wants to talk about denuclearization.
Friday, Washington imposed another large set of sanctions on the North, a move Pyongyang criticized as provoking a confrontation. Chinese state-run media announced Sunday that a proposal to remove the constitutional clause that limits a president to 2 terms in office. Xi Jinping will be formally elected to his second term March 5 during the annual meeting of the country's parliament. Sunday's announcement was met with criticism on social media, prompting the Weibo social media platform to remove those comments. In Britain, at least 4 people now are confirmed dead and 4 others injured in an explosion late Sunday that destroyed a store and home in the central city of Leicester.
I heard a low explosion and felt a tremendous shock through the house. It felt like it was going to bring the ceiling down.
That's resident John Alexander, who lives just near the blast site. Police said there was no immediate indication the blast was linked to terrorism. A powerful earthquake registering 7.5 magnitude struck the remote South Highlands of Papua New Guinea early Monday with reports of landslides, cut communications, and a disruption to oil and gas operations. Aftershocks have also been reported. The quake struck near the center of the country's main island, about 560 kilometers from the capital Port Moresby. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The 7th round of talks on revising the 24-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, got underway Sunday in Mexico City, with the main U.S. demand still unresolved. President Donald Trump wants the agreement with Mexico and Canada renegotiated to reduce the U.S. trade imbalance and preserve American jobs. 6 months of talks have yielded some progress. The talks are scheduled to continue in Mexico City through March 5. The White House Sunday said President Trump will attend the funeral of the late American Protestant evangelist Billy Graham, who died last week at age 99. The funeral is to take place on the grounds of the Graham Library March 2nd in Charlotte, North Carolina. Graham is being afforded a rare tribute of lying in honor at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda in Washington Wednesday and Thursday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.